Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost bunts for an out with unknown description. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter bunts for an out with unknown description. Guerra moves to second. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive towards first. Fain catches it and steps on first to double up Benton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 0 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Fain goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. Guerra reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Hal White now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guerra moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski juggles the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 2 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost strikes out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mayo catches it and throws to first to double up Vallow. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Hal White. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman strikes out. 1 out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.